the loneliness in business, part two. So that relationship changed around about Christmas time, and the communication dropped off and dropped off. And so that now we touch base very briefly, but certainly not in a meaningful way. But we have a good coaching session, probably around about once every 3 weeks. But it's not enough for me to take away that loneliness. So that loneliness has crept back in. So I've been looking for ways of combating that, because there are so many other amazing things about working for oneself that I don't want to give that up. Anyway, I've now found a marketing board, and I met with them this morning, and for a very, very low fee, a very low monthly fee, I get a one-to-one in the quarter, and we get a marketing board that meets once a quarter. But of course, we've just all started out together, we're all in different businesses, and we're going to communicate regularly in between the next meeting. And I didn't, fortunately, but I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry at the end of the meeting, because I felt that sense of not loneliness. I've been able to be true, to be vulnerable, to share experiences with like-minded people who want to support me. What a great service. So, yeah, that's where I'm at today. I'm excited by it. And it's a new thing for me, because I've found a way of being with this board of directors that is really me. And that's very essential for me in this new life, is to be myself. Thank you for listening.